Running from the base of the spine to the top of the head, there are believed to be seven main energy centres, or chakra points. The very top one is on the crown of the head. Each chakra is connected to a different gland and a different aspect of our emotional and physical health. So, what does the crown chakra do? Cherry Smith is a crystal and chakra therapist.
This one directs energy through the pineal gland, which was a source of much amusement to the Victorians. It was when anatomy was coming very much to the fore, and the pineal gland was supposed to be the source of the third eye and to do with psychic and intuition, etc. And because it was a very mechanical age, a very mathematical age, things of that nature were very much poo-pooed, and anybody who even talked about the third eye and the pineal gland was laughed at. But actually it does exist and has a very crystalline structure itself, mainly calcite. It's to do with the serotonin and melatonin levels in the body, it's to do with your sleep patterns and also depression. And it is light sensitive, so it responds to the amount of light that comes into the body. So, for example, SAD disease, which people get when they are light deprived in the winter, especially in northern climes, will be affecting the pineal gland and therefore affects their sleep cycle and can cause them to be depressed.
So how might you treat the pineal gland then and improve it, if you like?
By placing crystals on it. And the crystals most commonly used for the crown chakra are amethyst crystal and clear quartz. There are others. So white and violet is the most popular colours to treat that area, as that's the colour of the chakra itself.
And just popping them on there will do the trick, will it?
Placing a crystal on the chakra area helps the vibration of the crystal to work its way through that particular gland. So that's a good way of doing it if you're not sure what you're doing. It's a fairly safe way, just putting a crystal on there and seeing if you find that, you know, you feel something by it or it helps you in some way, just for a few minutes. When you are resting, like when you first go to bed, or when you're just resting and perhaps lying down, or you can just be sitting up and put it on the crown, assuming that it will stay there, of course.
Now, if it's a lot about light and the colour and those kinds of things, what's the benefit of using a crystal on that particular chakra rather than just, say, shining some light at it?
There is light therapy, of course, and colour therapy, so that stands as itself in a therapy in its own right. Crystals add another dimension because you have the combination of various chemicals within the crystal and the vibration of the crystal itself, not just the colour, although the colour is a component and is a clear guide to which crystals you should be using.
Is there also a way that when you're using crystals, you can actually combine it with some kind of visualisation as well?
To combine crystal therapy with visualisation is an excellent way of increasing the positive attributes of what you're trying to do. So, for example, an amethyst crystal would work on sleep patterns. So if you put one under your pillow when you went to bed at night, but also visualised it helping your sleep patterns, then it has a much deeper effect than just using the crystal alone.
Overall, when you're working with your chakras, what are you actually really doing? I'm talking about now doing the whole body.
Chakras are energy centres that are connected to your endocrine glands within the body. So each one distributes energy through an endocrine gland. By working through these centres, blockages that may be there can be removed, because blockages actually affect the running of energy throughout the body and can cause problems. So, for example, if it's like a flow of river, if there is a block in the river, then the river will go round. So anything that it's going round is not getting its right amount of energy and therefore is likely to fall into disease or disuse. So by removing blockages, you're ensuring that all the organs and parts of the body are functioning to their best ability. Each chakra is a focus of attention for about 7 years. So, for example, the base chakra is a focus of attention within your body system for about 7 years, from the age of 1 to 7. There's many emotional issues you can't deal with at the age of 4, let's say, so they are often stuffed in the area of that chakra for you to deal with later. But of course, very often we don't deal with them later, so they stay there as blockages that affect the functioning of that chakra, which is to do with survival on the planet, money, and things of that nature. So it could be that at the age of 4 you got a block which affected your income for the rest of your life if it's not dealt with.
And how important then is it to work from the bottom upwards rather than just kind of like picking a chakra and going for it?
If you just pick a chakra, then it can become unbalanced because it may be you picked the wrong one. So it's better to work on them all more or less at the same time, or through a series of workshops, or by yourself if you're doing it by yourself, in order, so that you don't create a backflow of energy because you haven't dealt with a blockage somewhere, that could cause you more problems in the long term.
Why the crown chakra at the very top? Why is that the last one and what's it going to be doing?
The crown chakra is your link with the divine. So this is your soul, if you like, or your higher self. This is where it channels through, largely. So when the crown chakra is functioning well, then you are in rapport with your higher self and working to your best ability.
That's crystal therapist Cherry Smith.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.